There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Sans Pants Radio, sponsored by the Hypercube.
Hey. Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up, and years of our intimate friendship have taught me that you want to see a game show that will make you go, is this man going to die or just be very bruised? So might I suggest Big Deal, a heinous game show hosted by me and starring a whole bunch of comedians and Sans Pants people. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of being killed for your crimes by a firing squad. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you're interested in finding out about everything happening here at Sans Pants HQ, as well as getting the inside scoop on upcoming episodes, check out the show notes below for how to subscribe to our newsletter, which has all that plus a whole bunch of articles written by Sans Pants people. Also, if you want something cool to put on your pants, backpack, or hat, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com/merch to pick up an enamel pin of my face, the Sans Pants logo, and a classic catchphrase. There's only 10 sets left, so hurry.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, should we eat Pokemon?
A lot of people are saying, can we?
Like,
but the question is, should we?
Like, ethically?
Yes, ethically, is it all right to munch a mon?
Well, I would
is that,
say...
Is that one of the newer ones? I'm really only okay with the first 150.
Probably good to stick. Look, I'm the kind of guy that for some reason when a new Pokemon... I haven't played a Pokemon game for like the last three, but when a new one comes out, I'm like, let me see that Pokedex and see what we're getting for some reason.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I'm not interested. I don't want to play Pokemon Sun and Moon, but I want to see what happened to Diglett. You know? He's got hair now. Only if you're in Pokemon Hawaii. Anyway,
Pokemon went to Hawaii for a bit, Dave. Diglett got hair.
Is any of this true?
Yes. It's called
Geodude's got a beard now.
What?
Hang on, look, I'll show you.
Geo beard.
Geodude. So sometimes when you go.
So wait, sometimes when rocks naturally. Is it a moss beard?
Pokemon in Hawaii.
Is it a moss beard?
No, it's iron fillings. He's a rock Pokemon, you fool.
I was just wondering how the beard worked. Like, if it was like a man beard.
No.
Or if it was like, looked like, say, kind of grass. Or is it just rock that looks like a beard?
No, it's iron fillings.
There's that's Diglett's Doug Trio hair. Now.
Okay, well, that's whoa. Just luscious.
Doug Trio. Doug Trio looks heaps like Hanson, the
yeah.
band.
Yeah. Doug Trio's formed a Hanson cover band.
When
yeah.
in Hawaii, Doug Trio gets hair. Or when grown in Hawaii, I don't know.
And okay. What about Geodude?
Yeah, show us.
Geodude gets a beard.
But what kind of beard? Because like, I've got questions now
I'm
for
not sure
the...
about this one now.
Your so question is, has Geodude become Geo Bro?
Yeah.
A little bit. And then I think, what's the final Geodude? Gollum? He's got like a full-on goatee. I think. Maybe Geodude just has a mustache. I don't know.
No, Geodude has hair.
Geodude has hair.
Okay, so...
Gollum has a goatee.
What kind of hair?
So Geodude is about to show you!
Geodude has become rock electric now. So he's...
What?
He's facial magnetized. Hair is kind Hang of on. Like a magnet.
So yeah, this is see? Like... When Bob Dylan went electric.
Yes, it's yeah. exactly like that. It's exactly like that set that everyone was like, oh, we hated it, but then everyone was like, no, we were there and it was sick.
Yeah.
And as you see, Gollum has a beard now. Gollum being the final evolution.
Okay.
So the greatest thing about the introduction of Alola Pokemon Hawaii is Alolan Exeggutor, which is the massive palm tree. Mm-hmm. And if you'll remember in the original 150, he's a fat, squat, shit palm tree. Yes. And that's because it's naturally Alolan. So you're actually getting the everything else version of Executor, which means everybody who had an Executor before Executor, like they had it in the latest game, had a sick Pokemon. They had a Pokemon. It's like owning a polar bear in the desert. Like, that Pokemon was having an objectively bad life. That rules.
Okay.
Anyway,
I would say, should you eat a Pokemon or Pokemans, yeah. is that I think it would be a spectrum.
Okay.
Because there are certain Pokemon that I would be like, it's fine to eat.
Like Mr. Mime.
Sorry, no. Mr. Mime.
Mime.
Sorry, mate.
Mr. Mime's got that little bit of intelligence in his eyes that makes it so much worse.
Because he's always doing the sweeping up for Ash or something.
Yeah. We can teach Mr. Mime simple, basic tricks. Oh, that's so unpleasant.
So yeah, I would say it's a spectrum of like what I can, like what should be, you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. Mr. Mime shouldn't. Jinx? No.
Does your spectrum?
Haunter? Yes.
Does your spectrum go from least looking like a human to more looking like a human?
I would say intelligence of a human.
I was going to go yes, but that makes more sense what JD said.
Because Lapras, very clever.
Yeah, but whatever. That's eating a dolphin.
That's the equivalent of whaling, I feel.
Yeah, see? People hate whales.
But they shouldn't.
It depends on the culture. It's fine.
Yeah,
so,
Japanese people invented this thing. So
let them eat whales.
Scandinavian
areas. We don't need whales.
Dave on a podcast, we trick him into siding with whaling. This has been a smear campaign all along.
Oh, damn you.
But here's the thing, because I kind of agree with you on the humanoid thing, but then I think I'd very happily eat a Machamp.
Yeah, I'd eat a Machamp, but I wouldn't eat like a hit.
I've said so many heinous things in this podcast, but that seemed like it hurt you the most.
It didn't hurt me, it confused me the most.
What's the other one? Hitmonlee?
Hitmonlee barely looks like a person.
Wouldn't eat Hitmonlee, but
Hitmonlee
I would
just
eat
doesn't
Machamp.
Look that good. Basically.
Show you're working for the Machamp.
Machamp's color is wrong, and the face is more lizard-like
than
man-like.
It looks like an alligator. I imagine it would taste kind of like chicken.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
But would you eat Machop, a.k.a. veal?
Yes! Absolutely, Machop looks so tender.
Okay,
so I understand that they are all muscle, so therefore...
Muscle's good.
So it's like, yeah, would you eat a Pokemon and at what evolution would you eat them at?
Yeah. Is it better to eat a mature Pokemon? Or is it better, hey, just cut it down when it's young so it hasn't experienced the good stuff?
On. Pikachu, okay to eat or not?
No, like eating a rat. Yeah. Wouldn't recommend it.
Probably just not that good.
But would you eat a big rat, Raichu?
See, I'd eat a Raichu more than I'd eat a Pikachu.
What about a Pika?
A Pichu, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, Pichu, look, somebody get a photo of a Pichu up and I'll tell you the best cuts.
Pichu or a Pikachu?
Pichu.
What about even smaller? Would you turn a Togepi into an Eggs Benedict?
Oh, absolutely. Who doesn't look at a Togepi and want to crack it on the side of a bowl and then slop a big pink egg into the middle? Yeah, okay, I'll show you the best cuts. Okay.
But this is
okay.
Pichu.
Two ears? Yeah. Chop them off.
Yep.
Yeah. Defeather them.
It's a rat.
Shut up. Crumb them. Eat them. Okay.
Eat the ears.
None of that's good. That's where all the electricity is. You throw the head out. Okay. The little arms and legs and the arms, it's almost too much bone. You're not getting enough meat. Throw the feet out. The tail, you can do the same thing you did with the ears where you defeather it. Crumb
so would
it,
you have
it up.
Stop saying defeather when talking about a rat. It's
no,
so unpleasant.
With you. This could be covered in fur.
The middle ball.
It's covered in fur.
The middle ball.
I do.
The middle ball, you gotta slice open, get the guts out, get the bones out, sew back up, defeather, deep fry.
Just
that's how you eat a Pichu.
For the listeners out there, by that little ball, you mean its torso.
It's belly. It's belly.
Pichu's like this big.
But
it's like the size of a...
Just turn its ears into like Parmesan.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was imagining.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
You get like a descaling.
Pikachu, but you did a Pichu.
Yeah.
Why?
Pikachu looks too much like an actual rat.
Yeah, but you need a Raichu though, which looks like a fancy rat.
And I'd eat a rat.
A Rattata.
Yes. No, maybe not a rat. Definitely not a Raticate. That thing looks foul.
They look like they've got diseases.
Yeah, they look
really
sick.
Diseased.
They. Look, okay, we need to, because Jackson's just going to agree to eat all 151 Pokemon.
I'm not, except Pikachu for some reason.
Pikachu and...
Looks too much like a rat, but a rat is fine.
You've got the uncanny valley of a rat.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable.
Probably
wouldn't eat a Gyarados, looks poisonous.
But what about a Magikarp?
Yes, obviously.
Fish. Okay, well, this is just, this is under your preference of eating. This isn't asking, should we ethically eat them? This is you just going through them all and saying, defeather and crumb.
Every Pokemon.
Defeather, crumb. Get a Bulbasaur, slice some feathers off, crumb that shit.
Chansey, defeather and crumb. Defeather, crumb, and repeat.
I have the worst recipe in the entire Pokemon universe because it's 150 pages long, but it's the same recipe again and again and again. Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
Some Pokemon have human level intelligence,
don't think
and
that
you probably.
This is the thing. Knowing what you've been saying this episode, you being like, so here's the thing, doesn't make me feel like that this is going to be reasonable.
Well, there are some Pokemon. What I was going to say, like, I wouldn't eat a Mew.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. How
actually, Jackson,
just go through a couple of because
just quickly, watch how easy he'll back up on this. You know, there's only one Mew, right?
Oh man.
Yeah. So if you eat the Mew, you're the only person.
And
that
no
can eat
one
that.
Knows.
Yeah. So would you eat a Mew?
Yes, but not a Mewtwo.
There's only one of those too.
I might get sick.
Why would you eat a Mewtwo? That's basically
Mewtwo is
lab bred meat.
Oh, I do love lab bred meat. Yeah, I think I can be very easily convinced to eat any Pokemon.
Okay, how about you're talking about if some are too clever to eat? Would you eat Team Rocket's Meowth? Who could tell you, please don't eat me?
It's
as you're attacking him with a knife. Stop, please, please stop. I don't deserve to die. Please, come on, just kill Pikachu.
Meowth, that's right.
Oh no, we're blasting off again.
In a chef hat and an apron,
kind of rising up behind the Meowth, licking my lips with a knife and fork.
You're please. Basically like fucking Jerry in every single Tom and Jerry episode.
Get a chisel that big coin off the front of the Meowth.
Oh no!
I assume it's attached to a bone in the skull, but it's such a good trophy.
Like, you're not wrong. Plus, I feel you could pay for things with that.
No, it's valuable. Probably. I put it in a lockbox. Anyway,
okay. How about we'll just go through because it's 150, but they're all like in groups of three generally.
Yeah, sure.
And like some are more. So we'll just go through a couple of them and see where
talk
we
about
get,
whether or not
where
you
we
would.
Should.
Yeah.
I think it's more that we're going to hit something that vegetarianism is going to be. So veganism obviously stays pretty much exactly the same.
Yes.
Being a vegetarian, though, in the Pokemon universe will make things a bit trickier.
Yes.
Oh, so you're saying, are you still a vegetarian if you eat Vileplume?
Yeah.
If you
grab a bell sprout by the stem and bite its entire head off.
I'm more thinking like a Metapod.
Metapod is fine. You're in the forest. You see a Metapod hanging from a tree. You pick up a rock. I'll get at the Metapod. Metapod falls down with a oof. I have to assume.
As a general rule of thumb, there's a vegetarian. It's like, if it has a face... No.
What if it just has eyes?
Kakuna or something.
Kakuna's barely... Anyway, let's go through.
I just wanted to say, in its defense, Metapod would defend itself by...
It would harden.
Hardening.
Yeah.
Break your teeth.
Hardening. Oh, no, he used harden.
You fools. That's why you go in through the eyeball. Pull the eye out, suck the juice. It's a snack. Keeps you going.
All right. Okay. Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, and Venusaur.
Venusaur is the size of like a fucking elephant.
Yeah,
so feed a family.
I feel like it would be wrong to. I think a Bulbasaur, yes.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
other two, maybe not, because they're just too big.
Well, Ivysaur like the size of a horse?
You could breed them like how we do cow.
I don't know, Jackson.
All
you
right.
Looked around the room like you're like, you know.
I think it's the size of a small horse.
I've gone back on everything I just said. Yes, because basically they're like cow with free roughage.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there's anything
it's
wrong with eating
it. It's meat and salad, the animal.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm. It's a side dish.
Yeah, exactly.
And they look like lumbering idiots with no intelligence.
How great would it be? You know, you sometimes see on YouTube those videos of someone who's like an incredibly good cook.
Yes.
And they're like maybe they're like a street cook or something, and they do like real impressive things. Like seeing someone chop off that Bulbasaur bulb.
Flip
it on like the side of their cleaver, flip that onto a frying pan, chop the bulbs. Oh man.
Yeah.
Making me hungry this episode.
It shouldn't be. It's making me consider becoming vegetarian. Like maybe this is the push I needed.
Yeah, because you're kind of like, wow. You know, animals do have feelings.
Yeah. Pokemon has taught me that.
What about Charmander?
So Charmander, I feel you shouldn't eat a dragon. Is there something in my, like, I don't know, my lizard brain where I'm like, I shouldn't.
Years of evolution have taught you don't eat dragon.
Well, I think that's also another important point with this. So apart from my vegetarianism statement, I feel like there would be, if the 151 Pokemon existed, I can only probably about 20 would be safe to eat. The yeah. rest would be like a fire lizard. If you eat it, it'll either taste terrible or will burn you.
Yeah, I think especially
look, hey, mate, if we live in like our world, we can get a fish that if you prepare it wrong, just kills you.
Mm.
We'll find ways to cook the fuck out of these animals. No.
Charmander, you'd have to do this weird thing where you get whatever makes it hot out of the body.
No, all you'd have to do is it'd be like kind of like sashimi. You'd have it raw because of the Charmander would cook itself.
You're right. The internal hate.
You
got to
think
Charmander.
About humanity's ingenuity. What is that word? I can't even pronounce right now. That's the one of eating things.
Yeah.
Fucking look at the sea cucumber, Dusha. Look at the sea cucumber. You know what
Charmander.
We fucking did with that? There was like a whole trade was built around the sea cucumber.
We
and
loved
it's fucking
it
gross.
It's jellied up soups.
Well, if it exists, we'll fucking eat it.
Yeah. Bulbasaur, I think we can only eat when it's a baby because it's very poisonous when it's an adult. Yeah. You could try, but it'd be like fugu. Like it's probably not
that's
that
what
good.
I mean. We would.
Yeah,
try.
But I see where Dush is coming from. I think there's going to be some Pokemon we eat more than others.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Things
yeah.
like okay, Magikarp.
Well, it's kind of like currently a cow versus I don't know a horse.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like a lot of cow.
I like to see that fight.
Cow versus horse. That is good.
Horse has more to lose.
Horse has more to lose. Cow, I think, would be shocked at first, but then once it realized what was going on,
yeah.
might be into it.
It's a good
cow's
point.
I reckon a cow could withstand a horse's kick, right?
I don't know if a horse could withstand a cow's
like
headbutt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you think by that same logic, you'd eat more Taurus than you would Ponyta?
Yes.
Well, also Ponyta's on fire.
Yeah. Well, then, do you reckon if you put at well, if it dies, for example, a Charmander?
Yeah.
Or Charmeleon, does the tail go out?
Yeah. Well, that's part of a Charmander dying.
Yeah.
The tail does go out when it dies.
So, in the Pokemon world, do they ever die, or do they ever just get down to zero HP and pass out?
They die.
I'm sure if I behead a Charmander.
No, it's just on zero. You give it a small potion, it comes back to life.
Dave, you need to use a revive to bring back a behead into Pokemon. In the games, there is dead Pokemon.
Yeah, well, there's a Pokemon cemetery, isn't there?
Yeah. So there are ghosts of Pokemon, which are they themselves Pokemon?
Yeah, so I've never actually thought about that. Is Haunter an old...
I don't know.
I think it's
Haunter
like
is probably a Charmander.
Suck in a Haunter.
It's like a gas. Breathe it in.
Yeah, I reckon Haunter would quickly become an illegal drug.
It's like an oxygen bar. You know?
Yeah.
It's basically just a Nang.
Yeah.
You're out, you're on the street, someone's like, hey, I got a Haunter in this paper bag. You want to half it with
me? Oh, half Haunter.
So ethically, should we eat... Charmander.
Charmander and Charmander's evolutionary line. Ethically, I think there's nothing wrong with it.
I think it's like eating a dog.
Yeah.
See, I would say Squirtle is more like eating a dog.
I would say that all three starter Pokemon are equal to eating a dog.
Yeah, I kind of get that. Blastoise, you probably wouldn't eat. Look, starter Pokemon, I sort of agree with Dusha, actually. I've come around. They're kind of like pets.
They're like your domestic.
Yeah, if you eat one, that's strange. But Caterpie, next in the line, suck that mother down.
Yeah. You get the three... Start a Pokemon. Imagine if the game was Professor Oak. Which three of these Pokemon would you like to eat? Gary chose to eat Charmander.
Okay, I don't know what Gary...
If I had to eat one of the three, it would be Bulbasaur, but...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Squirtle meat looks nice. No, I don't like seafood that much. I imagine Squirtle kind of tastes like shark or something.
But
probably again, turtle.
Probably turtle. And they are good tasty, point. Apparently.
Good point. Squirtle, speaking of trophies, you get that shell. So yeah. Maybe I go Squirtle.
And Blastoise, you get guns.
True. Yeah.
All right, so whole Caterpie, Metapod.
You probably wouldn't eat a Butterfree. Just because we don't eat that many butterflies.
Yeah.
But
like, I have seen an episode of what's his name, Bear Grylls,
yeah,
where he gets a bunch of insects and squishes them together to make like a bug protein thing, and just pops that in his mouth.
Okay,
but so, again, Butterfree coated in poison is a poison style Pokemon.
But how big is a Butterfree?
Huge.
Big as a car, yeah.
Yeah, it's big.
Not that big.
Maybe not as big as a car.
No, I don't think in the game you can teach it fly, that you can fly. Because I always thought that. I remember training one up and I was like, hell yeah, Butterfree's going to fly me around. And then you try and teach it fly and it's like, he's not big enough for that. Yeah. You can't climb on his back.
Grab him around the waist and get
fly!
Oh, boy.
So it's like a big moth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bigger than any type of butterfly that exists in our world.
Yeah.
And again, I know that he's probably poisoned, but that's not the question. If can we, should we?
Yeah.
Well, if you're a bad person, then yes. Because you will die.
I think...
Wow, Dave loves wailing and the death penalty. Brave of you to come on Plumbing the Death Star and make these claims.
Oh, death penalty for anyone who doesn't like wailing.
So yeah, caterpie, easy. You can probably slurp that up, make a nice like paste out of that.
Yeah, caterpie I imagine would be delicious. You slice it up with a knife down the belly, pull off the antlers, snap them in two, put
de-feather
them in your back pocket. De-feather
it. Hang on, wait, back up. What are you doing with the antlers?
Snap it, put it in your back pocket. It's like a wishbone. So, and you chop off that little tail bulb because I don't know what it is. Yeah. Or maybe you chop it off, split it open, and there's like a good meat in there. Mm-hmm. Then you slice it open, get out all the guts, cook it on your grill.
Okay, see, quick, I would follow up. Just again, I know that I'm being like a negative Nancy this episode. When have you known a bog to have, in your quotes, good meat in it?
Some bugs got meat inside.
Good meat.
Crickets?
Good meat.
Witching grubs. They apparently taste like peanut butter.
Yeah. Full of good meat. You're saying bugs don't have meat?
No, I'm saying bugs have meat, but I would never be like, oh, sweet, a bug. Pick it up and be like, oh, this is where the good meat is.
Yeah, bugs have got different bits to them. Yeah. Hey, you never ate a bug?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on.
Why don't I say you eat more bugs if you love them so much?
I don't know where to get them.
That's dumb. You're an idiot.
I think Weedle is the same kind of concept. Maybe eat a Weedle, wouldn't need
probably,
a Beedrill.
Probably wouldn't need a Weedle. Beetle. I might eat a Kakuna.
Should we? This isn't about personal preferences.
But I'm just loving imagining chopping them all up in different ways. Imagine you get a Kakuna out in your chopping board and you get a big, nice, sharp knife. And then instead of you pop the eyes out first, obviously, throw them out. That's waste meat. And then you just you chop down the line these nice,
see,
thin
I would
cuts.
Get the, like a big knife and go straight down the middle, crack it open.
Well, you guess you could do that like a seafood, like a crab or something.
Yeah. I can imagine slurp it has like a lot of, like a seafood, like kind of like,
It's weird that I won't eat a Weedle, I won't eat a Beedrill, we'll eat the guts of a Kakuna, which is kind of both.
Well, it's just a liquid Beedrill.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of these things, I don't, ethically, no problems with, because again, a lot of them are just insects and
so far,
mammals.
Does Beedrill produce honey?
That's a great question, because I was wondering if does the inside of a Kakuna taste a bit like honey? I don't know.
Oh, you're imagining honeycomb on the inside.
Yeah. No, because isn't it a wasp, not a bee?
It is a wasp.
Yeah, okay. Oh. And there is a bee Pokemon called Honcomb or something. Eat that. The slurp that shit.
All the Pidgeys.
Yeah, eat them, whatever. It's like a pigeon.
It's like a pigeon.
Yeah, which we eat on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Everybody eats pigeon, you know.
My cousin had like a friend
like that this is a real story.
Basically would just like, catch pigeons and they would land near their house after maybe like 6 to 8 months, no more pigeons.
Yeah. Also, pigeons are full of disease.
So
did your cousin get very sick?
No, he was fine.
Was he full?
Yeah, he was pretty happy with it.
That's intense.
So again, like a lot of diseases, if you cook it enough, it'll be fine. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's how it works.
If you have diseased meat, you're like, I'll just make it very hot. I'll be good.
Yeah. No.
I'm so glad you're learning it now and not when it's too late.
All right, your rats.
I'm not eating the rats. I'll eat ratata. I just want to eat raticate.
It does not look good.
Again, ethically.
Again,
you got to remember ethically.
Well, right now,
if you're in a small town that doesn't have many, say, delicious pidgeys, but you have a lot of raticates, maybe all the meat you have access to is a raticate.
Yeah, that's fine. Eat a raticate. I don't care.
All right, again, Spiro, Ekans.
Probably don't eat... Well, snake's not terrible.
A lot of these things just
ethically,
basic.
Eat a snake.
All these ones currently, I would have no problem munching on.
Absolutely.
A vegetarian.
In the world of Pokemon, and if I was eating meat, as a vegetarian... No, none of these. 151 no's. End of episode. Just hope that was entertaining everybody.
Just double checking.
Good.
Oddish?
And on that note, yes.
Oddish. Just
Oddish
a weed.
Like? Well, we'll get to it. Keep going down, and we'll just give these. We'll just go through these real quick. Because Pikachu, yes, that's fine. Sandshrew, Slanslash.
I think no, because look, I just want to go back to.
Sandshrew looks like it would be in danger.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well...
In danger, because this fucking idiot keeps eating them all.
You crack its back open first. Gotta get that hard shell off.
Then you de-feather it.
You de-feather the shit out of its front.
Break its arms off, put them in your back pocket.
Like, a Sandshrew, I reckon, would be a good roast.
Yeah, absolutely. Spit roast that thing. Yeah.
Mm. Sandslash, though, a bit too tough.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're not eating it. Plus, hardly any meat. It's all lean.
So, Nidoran...
They just look like poisonous rats. I'm good.
I don't know. They look like they have a form of intelligence.
But Jackson.
Yeah?
Should you?
Yeah, should.
Probably not the Knitter Queen and the Knitter King. Do we agree?
Because you respect royalty?
Just seems wrong.
Oh, m'lady.
My lord.
Sorry,
I apologize for eating your children, my lord.
They were just so delicious.
Jackson, don't go up to them.
Oh, no, you ate the royal prince and princess.
See, I think I kind of agree with you, because I think Nidorina, like the second, that looks like it has a level of intelligence. As opposed to Nidorina.
Well, they're becoming bipedal, which is exactly what we talked about, where we're like, all of a sudden I'm uncomfortable with it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think you're right. The moment they start walking on their hind legs,
it becomes a little stressful.
It becomes a little stressful. So I would say, ethically, you can eat a Nidoran or
Nidorina, but you can't eat a Nidoqueen or a Nidoking.
No, I think a Nidorina you shouldn't.
Well, we'll agree to disagree. here we go. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
Clefairy.
Ethical questions.
Definitely. In the pan.
In the pan. Don't even need to defeather it.
They are very annoying.
They seem like they would taste a little like sweet meat. Like not like the sweet meats, but like actually sweet meat.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I don't think they would actually be nice enough to eat.
No, it'd be kind of like if you get steak and you dip it in, like, say, 100,000.
Yeah, yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
And
not,
also...
Not pleasant.
Aren't they from the moon?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel like we shouldn't eat anything from the moon.
Although, like they're from the moon, and that feels like that we're, you know, giving it to the moon a bit. Like, fuck you, we're better.
I guess. I just think don't eat anything from the moon.
Does that mean they don't need oxygen?
I don't know. Do any Pokemon need oxygen?
Yes, but do Pokemon have lungs?
Can you drown a Clefairy?
Ooh.
Mm. Okay, so get a big bowl of hot water, put that Clefairy in, let it kind of like, you know, dunk its head a bit. And
has
then...
the double benefit of defeathering it.
Exactly. And then just hot pop it in your mouth like a fucking popcorn.
How big are these? About the size of a toddler. Bold eating maneuvers, Abbott. Finger underneath the bottom of the Clefairy. You're just fingering it and putting your mouth over its head. You can't eat a Clefairy that way.
But I feel like boiling it gives it the consistency of a dumpling for some reason.
Yum! Oh my god, that sounds good.
It would look like a dumpling for sure. Yeah.
So, a dumpling with a face.
Ethically, I don't know, because they could look maybe like a magical fairy creature. And maybe we shouldn't eat fae.
Here is my issue with eating a Clefairy. Okay. Is that I believe once you get rid of the feathers, it will look like a fat child. And I just don't think we can bring ourselves to eat this fat little boy. So I'm with you. I'm against it.
Look,
Dave, thoughts on eating a fat little boy?
Well, I mean,
if we're here.
If it's got the consistency of a dumpling, I mean.
If it's given the consistency of a whale, I'm going to double down.
All right, what about the Vulpix Ninetales?
Yeah, so I reckon, Clefairy, probably not. It looks, it's again,
too much like a little boy.
Too much like a little fat boy. So I don't want any part of that near me. Vulpix, it'd be almost
we just
like
don't
eating
eat
a fox.
Fox, so I just so, yeah. I don't think we would.
And Ninetales, that looks like a majestic creature that you just probably
luscious.
Shouldn't kill. You probably shouldn't kill it.
A luscious creature.
Yeah. You kill a Ninetales, and yeah, like even if. Ethically, there's no problem with it. On social media, they'll tear you apart. You'll be like that dentist that killed a lion.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Ninetales looks like the type of animal that poachers would just be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not eating it.
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff will sing you to sleep.
I feel like we shouldn't eat things that sing.
I just really like the
birds.
Yeah. It's great to imagine us all on a Pokemon adventure and I'm like, I'll make breakfast in the morning. But then we wake up and there's a Jigglypuff singing in my face in the skillet.
You wake up and it's just drawn on your face with a permanent marker.
Jackson, I think that Jigglypuff pranked you, bro.
Yeah, man. Well, Jigglypuff has a level of intelligence, but we shouldn't eat it. Plus, it knows what a microphone is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, again, could also... Actually, no, if you cooked it, it'll look like a big egg.
Yeah, that's all right.
You defeather it, cut off its ears.
Yeah.
Bread and crumb them.
Cut off the legs, get the bone out the middle. You got a nice, you kind of like fillet them a little bit.
Yeah.
Obviously,
you got
to get the tough skin off, though.
Yeah, that weird little
tough Jigglypuff leathery skin.
Jigglypuff in Smash Bros. Can get real thin, like a Kirby, which makes me think that there's not a lot going on inside.
All right, then alternate cooking method. defeather, obviously. Pop out the eyes, pop out the teeth. Okay, then you just get a big needle and you pierce it. It pops. At that point, all the air and the bad gas is out.
Yeah. Alternatively, you get like another Pokemon. You
get that bad gas
and
out.
You put that in the Jigglypuff. Oh, and then you stuff pop the it. Jigglypuff. And it kind of like
kill
goes
like
onto the
10 Oddishes. Yeah. Stuff them in the Jigglypuff. Roast that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You pop the puff and then that kind of like encases the Oddishes.
I'm so but, hungry.
However, I still would say ethically not great eating a Jigglypuff.
If it's if it sings, I get it.
It's pretty sings close to eating sort of the microphone. Guy again.
Yeah.
Or again, perhaps a fat little child.
Yeah.
Does Wigglytuff.
Does Wigglytuff sing?
I don't know.
Yes.
Wigglytuff.
Just like that.
Wigglytuff.
Wigglytuff also, same thing, looks like a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look, I would say probably shouldn't.
All right, that's fair.
Probably shouldn't.
Zubat. Golbat. Golbat has hardly any meat.
Golbat might eat you. It's weird to have a creature that's all whole.
Where are the guts? What the holding a Golbat open and then turning it inside out? What the fuck?
It's the same on the inside.
What is this creature? What is going on?
I think I'd let a Golbat eat me just to see what happens.
Where would you go?
What do Pokemon eat?
Well, in the games, you either feed them puffins, which are like little berries. Cakes, berries, or poker blocks.
Or rare candies.
Or milk.
Or stones.
And you don't feed them the stone. You just
rub them.
Smack them on the head with it, right?
How do you... Because you use up the stone, yeah? I assume they ate them.
No, they don't eat them. They, like, hold it and, like, the power comes out of them, basically.
Then you just got a bad rock.
So what if I forced it down, say, Pikachu's throat?
You would get a sick Pikachu.
You would get...
I mean, a Raichu, but a sick Raichu.
A Raichu that's
a Raichu
choking.
With intestinal blocking.
Yeah.
It might die mid-evolution.
What?
Your what would
Pikachu
it look
is.
Like?
Oh, my God.
It would just look like a dead Pikachu.
Sounds like the kind of experiment that Professor Oak is secretly doing. He's just making Pikachu swallow rock.
Will this work?
Ash rescued him from a horrible death.
Tell me if you had like a Pokemon, like you had your Pokemon and you got any rock, you wouldn't be slamming it on the head of all your Pokemon and seeing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What if my Pikachu will evolve with a Leaf Stone? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's good.
I don't know the rules.
I reckon Golbat, you could eat it. Like,
but
ethically,
but
it's
you
fine.
Just wouldn't.
You wouldn't. Just wouldn't. It's you probably just wouldn't. Not happening. Yeah.
Yeah. But like ethically, if you were, say, stuck in a cave and you were hungry, you could eat it.
No one would have
no
a problem.
No one's going to judge you.
People would be like, gross.
Yeah,
that's the only judgment you're getting is gross. Yeah. But I think some cultures do eat bats. So.
Yeah, true. So there's nothing wrong with eating a zoo.
And I just think, gross, but good on them.
I still am trying to figure out where the hole goes.
Do they have an anus?
No, but
could it be something where you could stuff a lot of other Pokemon in it?
It's a bowl!
It's basically a pocket.
It's a bowl hole.
It's a bowl hole.
Alright. Like the Oddish.
Oh, Oddish is eaten everywhere. Surely Oddish is a garnish. Yes, tell me that doesn't taste like chives.
Yes. You would eat Oddish, but would you eat its drunk older sister Gloom? Look at that thing. That is drunk off its face.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's drooling as well.
That whatever that white drool is definitely poisonous.
Yes.
Definitely like crazy poisonous. Like you have a tiny bit and you're vomiting up your guts. Instantly.
Again, it's one of those things where you could kind of like grab a little bit and maybe you lick it and then you're having a wonderful high.
Yeah, I think I get that more with Vileplume. Mm. Vileplume, Vileplume looks a bit like that carnivorous plant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think you would touch anything other than
the
Oddish.
I think Vileplume looks like someone who's gone to the races and they're fascinated that their hat they've ordered is just a lot bigger than they expected. But they're just like, well, I gotta wear something.
I gotta have some kind of fascinator on.
So yeah, I reckon these are basically edible. They're basically like mushrooms.
Yeah, I think people probably don't eat Vileplume. But looking at Gloom's head, I kind of imagine it tasting a bit like caramelized onion.
See, I would think imagine them a bit more nutty.
Mm. But would you eat these, Zaman?
As a vegetarian?
As a vegetarian.
No, again, they have a face.
But they're a plant.
And they have sentience.
Yeah, Oddish, I mean, it's essentially a blueberry with cabbage on its head.
Exactly.
Mm. Which sounds delicious.
Blueberry and cabbage. What a combo.
I just was looking at photos of Golbat side on. I'm no closer to discovering the truth.
So if you cut
it's
open
so
an Oddish,
yeah?
Would it look like a radish? Or would there be meat inside?
Oh,
like
I hope
guts?
It looks like a radish. That's cute.
Because again, it kind of comes like, what is a vegetable in this universe and what isn't?
Oddish is pure grass from memory, type-wise. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but there's no meat type Pokemon.
That's true.
We don't look at a cow and like, ah, yes, a meat type animal.
We're like, because a cow would probably be grass type or normal.
Yeah, that's true. Grass, normal, cross. Yeah.
So again, it depends. Again, how does Oddish breed? Mm. How does Oddish kind of live its life? Does it have roots? Does it kind of
how
have
awful
feelings? Can it feel pain?
Can I pitch you a scenario, Zama?
Yes.
You're trimming your lawn. Okay. You got your lawnmower. You're like, you hear a little, you turn around and you see like 10 Oddishes with no grass on top of their head who had buried themselves and they're just clutching at where the plant was, looking up at you in fury.
Are they bleeding?
Yeah, a little bit at the top. You gotta eat them. You gotta take them inside and be like, Jackson, cook these.
You don't gotta eat them.
Why do you think Diglett suddenly wore a wig? Someone ran it over and was really embarrassed and had to cover it up.
You've got to let people know I'm here.
Actually, Diglett. What does that taste like?
We'll get to Diglett, don't worry. Paris and Parasect.
Just bugs.
They're just kind of either bugs or like lobster.
Yeah, they're like crabby.
Yeah, but would you eat
another one, actually.
Yeah.
Would you eat a lobster with a parasite in it,
though? Well, Paris and...
Should! Ethically, should you?
What's the name of the Paris's evolution?
Parasect.
Parasect. Parasect is a dead Paris that has been consumed by a fungi, so it's definitely poison.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I
feel if you ate it, it would be bad.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of eating something that's full of
mold. Tapeworm.
Maggots.
I'd still try.
Yeah, fill your guts with
it
maggots.
It might control you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how, like, in the Pokemon game, like, the best Pokemon is level 100?
Yeah.
Do you think all of these Pokemon, somewhere in the world, someone's trained to Parasect to level 100? Surely not. I mean, why would you?
Yeah. Do you reckon? 100%.
Like, your best Pokemon, you're at like the Elite Four, and you just go, Parasect!
What I like about that is that Parasect is a dead Paras, so you're not really training the Parasect, you're training the fungus. Fungus.
Would it be like a meaty mushroom?
Yeah, it might be good.
One of the last times I played through Pokemon, I purposely made my party like real dumb. Like, yeah. I was just like, had a really strong Pokemon that no one ever used, and it didn't go well for me because there's just bad Pokemon, and
yeah.
I think Parasect would probably fall into that category. It doesn't matter how...
One of those ones that you're like, has anyone ever really cared about a Parasect?
No, yeah. Parasect is no one's favorite Pokemon.
Like a Venonat.
Leave Venonat alone. It's also next in the list. I love Venonat. He's got a dumb little head.
You could eat a Parasect, and I think ethically,
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, I mean, a mushroom burger.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's
the already
Zubat.
Dead.
You'd
it's
be
already
like,
dead.
Gross that you're eating a parasite.
Yeah, you wouldn't
crab.
Eat,
but
well, you
okay.
wouldn't eat the crab part. I reckon you'd only eat the little like, the fungus bit.
That's true.
Like
you'd
a mushroom.
Eat the part that ate the paras.
Yeah.
Venonat would taste like grass Venonat. Spaghetti.
Again, yeah. No, you're thinking of Tangela.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Tangela.
Venonat though, bipedal.
Yeah. No, but is it barely? Venonat's a matter of defeathering, snapping off its antenna, digging out its eyes with a spoon,
cracking
digging
open
up its
those
mandibles,
shaving it down.
Exactly. Imagine you're shaving down a Venonat
little,
and it's just nothing.
like little blow torches and like kind of like getting all the feathers you miss.
Yeah, yum.
It tastes like bug.
Yeah, it's probably not eaten, but again, nothing wrong ethically. Same with Venomoth.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a quick word from our sponsors.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Also, this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm hosting a nasty game show called Big Deal, and if you don't come see it, I'll hold my breath until I pass out. Grab your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live.
Diglett.
Okay.
Here we go.
Which now looks weird without a wig. Looking at it, and it doesn't have hair.
Yeah, you're right. You're realizing for the first time that Diglett's bald.
Yeah. I'm like, born bald.
Yeah, you're like, wow.
Like the Rock levels of bald.
Yeah, he's a bald. Hang on.
I just said, like, being born bald was weird. Like all babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, not many babies are born with a full head.
I wish babies were born with full heads of hair.
It
like
happens
a toupee.
Sometimes.
I want like a toupee level.
Like luscious, just poof.
I've seen it. Look, Google it. There are babies with full, massive heads of beautiful hair.
I don't want to Google it because like, I know what the images will look like and I don't want to see that.
You're imagining like an afro on a
baby. No, I'm imagining like it like matted out. Yes. It's still very wet.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Diglett. Ethically, probably fine.
Here's why I want to eat a Diglett. Can I explain it to you?
Yes.
Because then I'll fucking find out what's under it.
I don't know what's in the hole.
Yeah, what then? I find out what's in the hole. Although it's great to imagine, like, just pulling and pulling and pulling. And
it's just a long dude.
It's like a sausage.
Guys, I don't think it has an end.
And what about, is Doug Trio, is that one being, or is that three Diglets put together?
It's just three Diglets close.
So could you just grab one out, and then are they Doug Trios out there that are Doug Duos?
Yeah.
Because they lost one along the way?
If I come up with a bolt
gun, I think
they
get, like, another mate, and they're like, oi, we need to be a trio in this.
Come. I'm going
to
get a gold butt. I'm still on gold butt. Okay. Get it to suck a Diglett out of a hole.
Oi, you, suck a Diglett.
Go suck a Diglett.
Hey, suck a Diglett, loser. It's great as well to imagine if the Diglett never ends, you holding a gold bat over the top of it, and that's your life now. The Diglett never ends, and I don't know where it's going. What
imagine
is happening?
From the point of view of the Diglett.
Where's the Diglett going? Good on the Diglett for carrying on in.
I
fear no god.
I think if that happened, I'd climb the Diglett in because I'd be like, I've always got a rope out now.
That's true.
But then what if the Diglett ended while I was in the gold bat?
Oh no.
What a great sentence.
Meowth again.
Like I said,
ethically, no.
Chisel off that coin
okay
at the front.
I'm not saying how to, I'm saying ethically. Not great, because if one meowth
it's
can
like
learn
eating
sentience and talk,
yeah,
most meowths probably can.
It's like eating your neighbor's cat.
No. Yeah, and it is also
it's
just
it's like
a
eating
pet
your neighbor's cat, but also eating your neighbor's child because it can talk and can express
it's
itself.
Like a genie has turned your neighbor's cat into a little boy and you've killed and eaten it.
So you just shouldn't.
But there's no evidence of a Persian ever talking.
That's true. So you can eat a Persian.
No.
Just like eating your neighbor's
just
cat.
Like eating your so I guess you shouldn't.
Yeah. Ethically, you probably shouldn't eat a Persian.
Yes.
But is that
only
us?
Again, is that because we look at cats and we've domesticated them and you're like, that is something that we shouldn't
truly
eat?
Truly, what's the difference between a Persian and a Doug Trio?
I agree with you.
I think eat a Persian.
But it's mostly just because of meow. Having learnt to talk, which means other meowths could talk, which means Persians could talk.
Well, in real...
How does meowth learn to talk?
I don't know. I think from cassettes. I think that's true. I don't think I'm making that up. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
He just watched a lot of videos.
He watched a lot of Sesame Street.
Because, yeah, depending on how meowth learnt...
Yeah.
Like, that would also... Again, if I'm there eating meowth willy-nilly, and then someone's like, I've got a talking one, and I'm like, oh, okay, and then meowth, they show me that, I'm like... if he can talk, can the others?
What?
And if that meowth can talk, can a Diglett?
I think that if that happened in the real world for me, like, so say, I met a Meowth that could talk. I would
say
just
suddenly you met a tabby cat, and the tabby cat starts speaking.
I would assume that all animals could talk. So in Pokemon, if I met the Meowth that talks, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
What if your Meowth can talk, and then you evolve it to a Persian, which can't? Can you eat the Persian?
What if if I ask a simple question, and like a horse that stamps yes or no, it can tell me?
What if it's lost that? Oh, what if it's only available to the Meowth?
Oh, you can't turn it back.
That would be so upsetting.
You eat the Persian to put it out of its misery?
It's not going to be...
Yes.
All right, if you don't want to eat me, just say no. All right.
Okay, Persian.
I didn't give it a name. We've run the tests, and it's just
back to regular Pokemon.
Ooh.
Psyduck will give you a headache, guaranteed.
Also, if it's psychic, I assume there's a level of sentience and intelligence there that perhaps we should avoid.
So you're against eating all psychic Pokemon?
Yes.
Crazy.
What psychic Pokemon are you fine with eating?
All of them.
Surely Abra.
Yeah, Abra looks delicious.
Yeah.
It's kind of got a tough shell, which you use as a bowl to scoop out the kind of soup that you've made within the Abra. But damn. Damn, it's good.
Look, no, I would say no.
He hasn't thought about it that hard. He's just like, does that Pokemon look hard or soft? If it's hard, he's assumed that it's got soft innards and he can eat it. And if it looks soft, then he's assuming he can just eat it and it's all soft.
Again, I reckon Psyduck ethically no, because it's psychic.
Golduck looks gross, not gonna.
Slimy.
The whole Mankey situation, again, it's very close.
So. anything that describes, that can describe the meal in a bad way. Yeah. How was it? It was Mankey. No,
yeah,
thank
you. Yeah.
So Mankey looks like a rotten Pokemon, that's fair.
Looks like a pig.
Well,
and an
but
ape.
Hey, how was the meal? It was prime great.
Oh!
I turned a primate thing and made it a deer.
Just sad they were eating apes.
Did you get it?
We eat apes here, so that's fine.
Do we?
Yeah, not me. I've not had the chance. People eat chimp. It's good.
Yeah, I guess, all right, yes, people do eat chimps.
Do
so
they?
Again, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not
Did we
it.
Run out of things to eat?
Again, sometimes we're not, that's in a, all we are not in a country where ape is plentiful.
Yeah. Growlithe and Arcanine, I just can't imagine.
It's eating your neighbor's dog.
I could. All right. It's the first time I'm drawing the line. I would not eat Growlithe.
Why not? Too cute?
Yeah, and it's just too dog-like.
It's like eating a dog.
Yeah, but people also eat dog in this world.
Yeah, but so, should you?
Again, it comes down to what you have available. I know I'm not, but if I am in a country or in a situation where I'm very hungry and the only animals that I can eat is a Growlithe, guess what's getting eaten? A Growlithe.
Yeah, I'm eating a Growlithe.
I'm with Dave on this. I couldn't eat my neighbor's dog.
Or your neighbor's Growlithe.
Or my neighbor's Growlithe.
Let's talk about Poliwag?
Yeah.
Poliwag. Poliwag. Poliwag... Look, has a great tail for deboning. I just have this image of getting like a filleting knife
This is the Nidoqueen and whatever thing again. It's just,
oh yeah,
once
don't
you get
a
Poliwrath,
that guy will punch you.
They look too human.
Yeah, Poliwrath's got human. Big,
I'm
going to
say
fists.
No, they are sentient. No, thank you. They look like...
But Poliwell has another evolution that's probably not in front of you. Mm. Politoed.
Yeah.
Just looks like a frog.
Ain't nothing wrong with eating that. Frog's legs, delicious. Chop them off,
right,
slice them up, fry them up.
Fine to eat them. Although he looks like a muscly little child.
Yeah.
No, he looks like a toad with... yes, it's ethically fine to eat one.
Yay! Abra, like I said.
No.
Yes, but then... It might just be the pose of the website that we're looking at, but Kadabra looks like if you tried to eat it, he would fuck you up.
Absolutely. I'd be like, oh, maybe I'll try this Kadabra, and then he'd snap my neck.
He would know you were trying to eat him before you knew you were going to try and eat him.
Exactly. He'd be like, don't eat me, and I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh God. How did you know?
How'd you know? He's like, I can read your thoughts. Like, can you tell what I'm thinking now? He's like, yes. He's like, what am I thinking? He's like, I'm still going to eat you.
But if you were able to kill him, he has his own spoon that you could use his own spoon.
That's pretty
to dig
against
out.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty. Come on.
I mean,
I just thought that would appeal to Jackson.
Yeah, it did.
And it did.
100%. It absolutely did. Any animal that you have to remove the spoon in preparation. That's right.
Ethically, though. No.
Yeah, no. Why don't not? Eat, don't eat psychic Pokemon.
Because they have a level of sentience where they can communicate with us. They know our language.
Oh, okay, ethically, wait. We probably should have. I didn't think to ask this at the start, but now I'm starting to think. Hey, Jackson, should we eat people?
Yes.
So there's the problem.
If you're in a situation where people's all that's gone,
hey,
should we eat psychic people? I think exclusively.
Yeah, yes. Anyone they would see it coming.
Yes. And we douse their power that way.
So anyone who claims to be a psychic should be eaten.
Yes,
absolutely. Because they wouldn't know that it was coming.
Yeah, exactly. If they don't know, then they're clearly lying. Exactly. So
I'm going to go get a tarot card reading, and as they like lay out the cards, I'm just going to bite their hand.
I like to imagine they lay out the cards and they learn that you're going to eat them. The hanged man.
Oh, you're the hanged
man.
Death. Teeth.
Oh, no.
That is actually, you described a scene from an episode of The X-Files.
Really?
There's a guy who's a serial killer who keeps murdering psychics. Because he has psychic ability himself. And then there's a tarot reader who puts it out. They play it out and they're like, Death, that's weird. And they look up and he's looking at her like, yeah, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. It's really quite full on.
We stole from The Exorcist.
You're psychic, get eaten.
Yeah. The X-Files, not The Exorcist, whoops.
So yes, I would say the psychic Pokemon, no.
Okay.
Ethically wrong, both of you.
All right. Fine, I mean, just want to eat the spoon.
Yeah. Borrow the spoon, eat some ice cream with it.
The Machamp, Machoke, and Machamp.
No.
Eat Machamp, don't eat anyone else.
No.
I forgot that he had six legs or arms, whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Whichever way
you
want to.
Four arms and two legs?
Yeah. But if he was on his back struggling as you killed him, is that suddenly six arms? Or six legs?
Great point.
Don't we use them for workforce?
Yes.
It's a bit like in tough times, where you're like, well, we can either use the cow to plow the field, the bull to plow the field, or we can kill it for meat. Sometimes you shoot your Machamp with one of those guns you shoot cows with.
It's more, Jackson.
Slice off each arm, get the sweet meat out of the pelvis, and eat that Machamp.
But let me just ask you, Zaman.
It's more like eating the paw.
Why?
Or are you saying it's okay to enslave Machamps?
Yeah. Is that somehow better, Zaman?
I'm saying both are not good. Do they get... Are they like a draft horse where they're set to work and they're like, whatever, I'm doing a job? Or do we pay them?
Yeah, we don't pay them. They're a draft horse.
I guess it's fine to eat.
Yeah, because it's like... And also, what's funny about eating a Machamp is that you can only get a Machamp through trade. So the idea of something like, oh yeah, I'll trade you. Here's your Machamp. And you're like, oh, this is going to be so delicious. Wait, sorry, what? when I cook this Machamp up, it's going to fucking roar.
I loved that Machoke.
Yeah, well, it's a Machamp now and I'm going to eat it because I've yet to. You're welcome to eat my Golem. I don't give a fuck. Crack open his rock and drink the delicious goo within.
Machamps earn gyms.
Yeah.
So
do they own gyms?
Can you eat something that owns property?
So I would say that I would even go to a forest to say that Machamp probably does get paid for the work it does.
Yeah, if he's getting paid and if he's acting like a human where he's on minimum wage or whatever, then like he has
a dog can own property, eat the Machamp.
But like if he's a draft horse and like it's a work animal. If times are stressful, it'd be like, now eating horse. Everyone's like, oh, you shouldn't.
Mm.
But like, I guess if times were tough.
You gotta eat that Machamp.
Were you vegetarian the first time we went to the UK?
No.
Yeah, someone pointed out to us that we went to the UK the first time during like the burgers being filled with horse crisis.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a chance that we all ate horse.
That's fine.
If I did, I'm sure it was delicious.
Would you be happier to know that you did or didn't? Yeah, there we go.
We're
learning a lot about Jackson today. I would eat, man.
I don't know. I just don't see the difference between eating cow and eating a horse.
Yeah, me neither. Whatever. Eat a horse. Who cares? Yeah. Weeping Bell. Yeah. Yes. Would you eat that, Zaman?
No, it's got a face.
It's barely a face.
Oh, come on.
It's got like a little hole and two beady shark eyes. What about, what's that middle one? Weeping Bell?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Weeping Bell.
So it's Bellsprout, Weeping Bell.
Ethically fine to eat. Would I? No.
Victory Bell would eat you.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'll climb inside that. He's like a sleeping bag. Tentacruel, no.
Ethically.
Yeah, and we're just, it's poisonous, clearly. Don't eat jellyfish.
All right.
Well, some people do that, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be fine to eat.
Oh, okay. Well, then
it doesn't seem fun to eat for Jackson, so he's like, no.
I personally wouldn't eat it just because, yuck.
Yeah, fair enough, but you could.
Okay, well then, that's fine. Have at it.
All right, the Geodude and all of those bugalos.
It would have to have a beard.
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, you're not.
Otherwise, I respect it.
If it has a beard.
And I will not eat anything I respect.
Then I feel like it has like some like a concept of style.
Well, if it has a beard or hair, it has an electrical charge.
I think the difficulty is going to be so normally
actually consuming it.
Well, yeah, because normally you defeather them, but with the Graveler, when I look at that, I imagine getting my trusty chisel, my trusty Meowth chisel out.
and slowly chiseling off all those kind of like tapering big hunks of what I assume a rock.
I've never really thought about this, but it's Geodude, two arms. Graveler, two legs, four arms. Mm-hmm. Gollum, two legs, two arms.
Well, hey, do you want to hear a theory? This is not my theory, but this is a theory I read. So you get a Machamp and you get a Gollum by trading, right?
Yeah.
So, but Machoke, who comes before Machamp, only has two arms. But when he trades over, the theory is that he gets Graveler's extra pair, and in return, Gollum gets Machamp's or the Machoke line's lizardy veneer. So there you go. Is the theory. Makes a bit of sense.
It does make a bit of sense. Ethically, I think it'd be fine to eat.
Yeah, eat up.
You probably shouldn't.
Ponyta, obviously. Again,
they're basically like a fiery cow.
Yeah, eat up.
A fiery horse.
Which is what they are.
Slowpoke and Slowbro.
Yeah. It's like eating a hippo. It's fine.
But are they psychic yet, or is it only when they become Slowking?
Well, don't eat Slowking.
Because that becomes
psychic. That's just a guy.
Okay. But I think Slowpoke can use confusion, which is a psychic move.
Maybe Slowpoke is psychic.
Slowpoke is psychic. The same way that a Psyduck is psychic.
Then we're not eating them.
They're just not good with their abilities.
Like how a Psyduck constantly has a headache because it can't control its psychic ability. Slowpoke is just so dumb that it doesn't realize that it's using psychic.
Magnemite, I would say you could eat it.
Magnemite's so easy to
you
eat.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, no, shut up. So you catch it in
it's
a power plant.
It's made of steel.
Shut up. This is how you do it. Catch it in a power plant, right?
Yep.
First you got to grab, you got to get a
Dave
friend
is in
for this
awe.
One.
Okay. Yeah, well,
you hold one magnet, your friend holds the other, and you pull. Eventually, because they're too far away, those are no longer part of the Magnemite or whatever. Then you get a spoon and scoop the eye out of the bowl and slurp that down raw, and then you throw the rest away or you keep them and make a necklace.
So you just eat the eye.
Well, the eye's the only bit of meat, yeah.
All right, far-fetched.
Yes, look, it comes with a charm.
It comes with its own.
That's fucking awesome.
It comes with its own spring onion. I feel it wants to be eaten.
I love if
as a vegetarian, I would be like, I think we can eat farfetch because it's giving consent.
I love it.
It's an endangered species.
Why?
Because it's so delicious.
Because it keeps offering itself up for food.
Yeah. How great is it to imagine the four of us on a Pokemon adventure and I've
Isn't
been eating?
Isn't this just the equivalent of a dog walking into your house holding a stick?
No.
It's like if a dog walked into your house always holding fresh onion.
Yeah. It's like a pig walking into your house holding an apple in its mouth and not eating it.
And
looking at you expectantly.
And you're like,
come on, you want to eat me?
If I saw that, I would just look at you guys and like just put my hands out like, come on.
I'd nod.
Let me eat this far-fetched.
He wants to be eaten.
Yeah, it looks delicious.
Yeah, that is a duck that wants to be eaten, yeah. Dusha.
Are you going to eat it? You coward?
No, it's an endangered species.
All right, Doduo, hoedown. Yum. Dodrio,
it's like
same
eating
difference.
An ostrich. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, imagine Doduo is good because you can probably fit its whole head in your mouth.
Yeah. And Dodrio is great because it's so tall. All I need to do is go at its legs with an axe.
A seal.
Seal?
Yeah. Blubbery. Delicious. Yeah. Same with dugong. Grimer!
Okay. What do you reckon?
I would love to. Grimer's, it's a Pokemon that is a broth. It's the stew Pokemon.
It would smell literally like a fart.
It would. It'd smell like a fart and have the consistency of diarrhea. Maybe I won't eat a Grimer.
You probably won't. However,
should
ethically,
you?
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Shellder.
Yes. And the reason I want to eat a Shellder is the same reason I want to eat a Diglett. Because currently I don't know what it looks like inside.
And also it comes with its own bowl.
It's just shellfish, basically. Like a seafood.
Yeah, same with the cloister. Yum. Yeah. Right. Ghastly.
Now it's ethically, is it okay to eat a ghost?
Can you kill something that's already been killed?
So unfortunately, Grandma has passed away, but she is haunting the house.
Yeah.
Can you, and is it ethically okay to eat her ghost?
Well, we got to ask the question, what does ectoplasm taste like?
I would imagine chewy.
Yeah, me too.
I reckon a metallic taste.
Yeah, metallic and cold.
And a bit salty.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel. But hang on, the question is Grandma going to become a ghast?
No, you know that taste you get in your mouth if you try and suck helium out of a balloon?
Yes.
Like you get a cold tongue, but it's also like powdery and a bit metally. Mm. That's what eating a ghost would taste like.
And does the ghost then inhabit your body?
Oh no.
That's a good point, Dave.
Do you get the ghastly farts?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no, I've got the ghastly farts again.
It's just all gas. Jackson, something smells like death. Did you eat those ghastlies from that cemetery?
Yeah.
No. I personally wouldn't want to fuck with these ghosts.
Yeah, and I feel like it gets worse the further along you go.
Yeah.
Gengar looks like a fucking Satan, so... Yeah.
Like he's ready to pull a prank on you and ruin your life.
Yeah. I feel like if you tried to eat a Gengar, he'd just dack you. I feel like that's Gengar's fucking go-to move, just dacking trainers.
Yes, I think ethically as well, maybe don't fuck with the dead.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure.
Onyx, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Drowsy, no.
Drowsy looks like he tastes like banana and chocolate.
Yes, that is a choc banana.
No.
Yum! Me and Dave are eating a drowsy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going on a list.
Shotgun chocolate.
You fools can... Yeah, I'll have banana. That sounds great. Just being like, it's just meat! This just tastes like foul meat.
We're just trapped and killed a drowsy for nothing.
But at least you'd know.
I would say ethically no, but...
Because it's psychic.
Because it's psychic and has a level of intelligence, I would say. Definitely no.
Krabby, obviously you can. Kingler, go ahead. Voltorb, yes, please.
Yeah, Voltorb, easy, whatever.
Voltorb, the way you got to do it is you got to kill the Voltorb by stabbing it in the eyeball and then running. And then when it explodes, you go back and see if any meat's left.
Yes.
That's not eating it.
but ethically, completely fine. Yeah, execute, yes.
Voltorb's eggs. Executes eggs.
There's little eggs, I mean.
Yeah.
Actually, there we go.
Yeah.
You're a vegetarian, not vegan.
Yes. Yeah.
Got a face, though.
Does have a face.
But it's heap eggs.
But if you turn that face around.
If you broke it and then...
One is
already broken and I can see its delicious yolk. If I broke it and like scooped out the yolk and scrambled that, what happens to the shell?
It could be Banjo-Kazooie rules, which it's the shell is sentient. I don't know why that's Banjo-Kazooie rules.
Oh, sure. Wow, okay.
I'm not standing in your way either.
Yeah. Thank you guys for letting me just careen down the Banjo-Kazooie
path. Executor is a plant.
Yeah.
So is it execute its eggs or is it its little nuts?
If you're a vegetarian, what I would suggest is trapping an executor and their move is to throw coconuts. Just get those coconuts and eat them.
Yeah, that's a great question. If you eat the coconuts of an is that meat? What about eating
the top of an oddish, the grass?
Yeah.
If you knew that wasn't harming the
oddish, it doesn't taste so nice.
It doesn't kill them.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah. What about
I feel as a vegetarian I could if I was vegan, no. Yeah,
what about you look up the Pokemon Tropius, please? For me. It's not one of the original 150, but it comes with fruit. So I just want to know.
It was like carrying a fruit basket or
it's like a big kind of like Brontosaurus boy.
Oh, and it comes with bananas.
It's got bananas.
Could you eat those bananas?
Well, that's what I'm questioning. Or are you going to bite into it and be like, meaty? That's a meaty banana.
If you can pluck
drowsy
those...
all over again.
If you can pluck those bananas and they grow back, I think that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's kind of like eating egg.
What about... Okay, I've got another one again. Not one of them. Then we'll go back. I can't remember his name. Can you type in Pokemon Lizard Pants? Yeah, that guy.
Scraffity?
Scraffity. Is it okay to wear Scraffity's pants? Because it comes with pants.
I mean, I would say you shouldn't eat it, first off, because it's wearing pants and knows what clothing is.
But should I wear its pants?
Would you wear my pants?
No, but you're a guy. Raffity's a lizard. If you saw a lizard in pants, would you wear them?
Why wouldn't you wear his pants?
Well, wait, what, does he want me to?
I don't know.
Why would you wear
How
the pants?
How does your brain work?
If you look at a kangaroo, a little Joey that pops out of a kangaroo's pouch, hey, like, can I get that in there?
If it can do that, so can I.
If I saw a sheep with pants that were part of the sheep, I'd be interested in wearing them, yes. If they were part of naturally of the sheep.
That'd be gross. They'd be like a kangaroo pouch. It'd be
but
so much mucus.
But that's interesting.
There'd be so much mucus.
But ethically...
Are you killing Scraffity? You're just dacking him and wearing his pants.
Chucking his pants on and legging it.
Like a classic haunted move.
Are you asking for permission? Can I please borrow your pants? I swear I'll bring them back.
Raffity, give me your pants. Look, yes?
I don't know if it's...
It's got pants on.
I understand it's got pants.
It doesn't look happy.
I'm just curious as to what... Does it take him off?
Yeah, well, in that fan art it did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're getting to dangerous territory. Google image search is stressful. All right, let's go back to the original 150. Cubone.
You shouldn't eat a Cubone.
Why not?
Ethically, it mourns its parents.
So do animals.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, whatever. Not seagulls. Crows mourn their dead and we eat crows.
Yeah. Cows have best friends as well.
Yeah, we eat them. Yeah. This is confronting, but this is life. Hitmonlee, slice it open. I imagine it's one big tube of meat inside.
Do you think you get more meat from Hitmonlee than Hitmonchan?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Hitmonlee's beefy. Hitmonchan's not much going on.
Hitmonlee looks like a Bigfoot that has learned kung fu.
Yeah.
I just feel ethically you probably shouldn't eat something that knows how to wear boxing gloves.
But are they just, like, is that just, you know, our mind making them look like boxing gloves? Like, that's just, it's just got big red hands, you know? I think we can eat it.
See, he's also wearing some sort of outfit.
Yeah, can I put that on?
Shoes. I mean, if you want to.
Hell yeah. Rafferty's pants, Hitmon Lee's shorts.
Oh, you put together a full outfit.
Oh, yeah. No, just
trophies. These are trophies shorts. From your kill.
Yeah, and also, I guess ethically, I would say you probably shouldn't eat them, but I guess.
All right. Lickitung. Best not.
I mean, what, tongue is a delicacy in some cultures?
Yeah, but Lickitung's tongue is really acidic.
But if it licks that you, might be nice.
All right, well, then
it paralyzes you, actually.
Slice the tongue off.
Agent. It would be a drug.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Slice the tongue off, get the paralyzing agent, squeeze that out of the tongue wearing big rubber gloves, fry up the tongue. Meanwhile, defeather the rest of it. That big tail is all fat. So you take that out, use the fat as kind of like your, you know, you're frying the rest of it in lick-a-tongue fat.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Delicious.
Coughing? No.
No, you can't eat a coughing.
You shouldn't. Bite it, it bursts, you die.
You shouldn't, but you probably could.
Yeah. I don't think you could. I think it's all gas on the inside.
I mean, it literally has a poison do not eat sign tattooed on its chest.
Exactly.
It's kind of, again, like fugu.
Yeah, but I just don't think there's anything in a coughing. There's just not enough meat.
Rhyhorn, again, ethically, it'd be like eating a rhino, so no.
All right.
Yeah, you got to go to the safari zone.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go to a specific place.
But and then, like, throw a rock at it for some reason.
Yeah. Same with the Taurus, and you want to eat Taurus.
Yeah, I need a Rhydon. Also, damn it,
again,
but
Rhydon has, it's bipedal.
Yeah, it looks like a guy.
So is a kangaroo.
I do like eating kangaroo.
Yeah.
I used to like
Chansey comes with its own egg.
Yeah, but would you eat a pregnant woman?
Am I starving?
That's basically a twofer.
You had breakfast, but it's dinner time and you skipped lunch.
Am I stranded on a hill?
You can't find a shop and you got no signal for Uber Eats.
Can't find a shop. Basically a survival situation.
Sorry, Chansey, I couldn't find a shop. I'm going to have to start with your egg.
Would you eat the egg, Zammit?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if you found out that there was a guy in it?
Well, there is. That's eggs.
It's eggs.
You idiot.
It's like
that's
me.
A fucking egg. Is.
It's like getting a dozen eggs, or whatever, cracking open, and there's a chicken fetus. It's like, ah, dang, I'm not gonna eat the chicken fetus. I'm gonna throw that out.
Jackson, what do you do when that happens?
What? No, Chansey fetus has less bone, so.
Oh.
And doesn't Chansey work in hospitals and stuff?
Yes.
So they look after humans.
Yes.
It would be pretty brutal to be like, hey, I know you save my species, but I'm going to eat you.
Nevertheless,
ethically okay. Yeah. Maybe societally, no.
And my favorite Pokemon card I ever had was a shiny Chansey.
Well, there you go. So maybe you wouldn't. Or would you?
No, I wouldn't. It's one of, I think that's two on the list so far.
Tangler, easy.
Grass spaghetti.
Easiest Pokemon to eat. You just get one of the tendrils and you put it in your mouth. And like suck. A spaghetti, you suck.
Fair enough.
Lady in the Tramp.
Kangaskhan.
Well, you like eating roux. It's just like...
There is a Joey in its pouch.
That is true.
Yeah.
Would you eat the Joey?
No.
It's kangaroo veal, my friend.
Yeah. I'd feel guilty. I'd say no to that ethically for me. Enough. No. Okay.
What if the Joey wasn't looking?
Well, that'd be fine.
I think is there a level of intelligence for these bad boys?
No.
Eat them, it's fine.
Yeah.
Horsey, whatever. Goldeen, whatever.
It's all
just
fish.
Seafood. Staryu,
delicious.
Seafood. Mr. Mime, no.
Hell yeah. Chomp down. chop off his big baubles.
Literally just a guy.
So you're saying no to Mime?
No, I'm saying yes to mime.
Oh, eat the mime.
Yeah.
I thought before your problem was if it looks like a human, you can't
do it. I figured that would be the problem, but with some time to reflect, right. I want to eat a Mr. Mime.
You're just getting hungrier.
Take the gloves off, put them on. Then Mr. Mime's got all these great weird bumps on his body that I want to explore.
He starts miming the signal for please don't eat me.
He just starts praying.
I'm sorry, Mime, I don't understand.
Sorry, I don't speak Mr. Mime.
You're not very good at what you're supposed to do.
Then I eat him. It's weird that the preparation of a Mr. Mime is like remove gloves, remove shoes. Like it's just not a great begin.
Cut his hair.
Cut hair.
Eat Look, mime. Ethically, I would say no.
Oh, yeah, I would become a pariah in this society.
A scyther? Yeah, well, it's basically like a big bug.
Jinx?
No.
Step one, shave. Because it's got hair. Then remove dress.
Do you think
put on dress.
Is that a wig?
I don't don't know.
Because underneath it would look like it looks like Grimace from McDonald's with breasts.
I don't like the idea of taking off Jinx's dress.
And then wearing it. Take off her wig. Wear it.
Wear it. Take off wig, wear. Take off dress, wear. I got the gloves on.
But what's underneath Jinx's dress?
Who knows?
It's just Grimace.
I don't want to know.
But you want to know about... No, he wanted to know about other things. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Misha likes a bit of mystery. I get it.
Look, I would... ethically, because again, I feel Jinx is too human-like. You shouldn't eat a Jinx.
What about Electabuzz and Magma? They're still human-like, but more like an animal.
Yeah.
Electabuzz is basically a bear.
Yeah.
I'd say yes to Electabuzz, but no to Magma. It's not going to happen. Is it? It lives in a volcano.
Yeah,
I mean, how can you cook something that isn't cooked by a volcano?
How hot's it got to be?
I know. How hot can it be? You have to take him to the sun.
But you... Ethically, you're cool.
Yeah, yeah, nothing wrong with
Pinsir,
it.
Pinsir, whatever, fine.
Yeah, Taurus, eat up. Magikarp, Gyarados, eat.
Oh, delicious. Lapras.
Hang on, back up. If you're not okay with eating a Rhydon, you should not eat a Taurus.
Look, again, I personally would eat none of these. However,
I remember not from a vegetarian point of view. I mean, from a Pokemon point of view.
Are they endangered? Because I remember seeing like a ranch type thing that's full of them.
No, that's in the Pokemon series. Ash catches 14 or whatever.
Yes, yeah, so
they're
all
they're only in the Safari Zone.
Right. Yeah, but that's only because you're in Kanto. If you're in like Johto or other places, maybe they're more plentiful.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a question. Sidebar: do Taurus fuck Militank?
They can.
Hell yeah!
But also a whale can fuck a kitty
or whatever.
Yeah,
kitty cho or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I just because one's a cow Pokemon and one's a bull Pokemon. I don't know. I'd try to make them fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah.
Skitty, that's the name.
I guess it'd be fine to eat both.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, one is definitely edible. Do you eat a Gyarados? Quick question. Is that cool?
I mean, it would feed a village.
Looks kind of just like you would slice it like a sushi roll.
Yeah, and also Dave, you're very pro whaling. So.
Yeah.
It's the whale of Pokemon, barring Whalmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think Gyarados kind of fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Ethically, yeah.
Ditto?
Lapras, though.
A Lapras, yeah. Eat up.
It's psychic
big
as
turtle.
Fuck.
No.
Can't have human conversations.
No.
It's just a big turtle. Eat up.
No.
Wait till it beaches itself because of sonar noises. Because the Pokemon Navy's doing tests. Then you come in quick before it rots. Chop it up, dice it up, eat it up.
No. It's like if it communicate with us, it's a blanket rule. No.
All right.
Ditto.
Could you convince Ditto to like transform into some sort of like roast beef meal?
Oh yeah, probably.
Yes.
The problem with Ditto, this is what they say about Ditto, always tastes like Ditto.
And also what'll happen is you transforms and you hit it with a rock to kill it. Yeah. It just transforms back. Yeah.
The moment you bite into it, Ditto all over your frog. Yeah, soaking into your shirt.
I like the idea of a Ditto being pretty much the same consistency as a water mattress.
Yeah.
Which makes me want to pop it a bit.
Yeah, same.
Squeeze it.
I imagine Ditto you could chew like gum.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Just a bit of him.
Yeah. What about Eevee and her evolutions?
I wouldn't eat Eevee.
Like eating a cat, right? Or dog.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's like half of each.
Mm.
Yeah.
However.
Ethically,
it's probably fine.
I think ethically it's rare for one, and it is quite pet-like for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, it's basically like eating one of the starters, which we did establish quite a while ago that we're not eating.
Porygon, yes.
Yes.
That's eating the internet.
Yeah. Who gives a shit about Porygon?
Yes.
Exactly. Download that straight into my belly.
Yeah, again, as a vegetarian, you could probably eat a Porygon.
You can eat a Porygon. That rules.
That rules. It's pretty much tofu.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's basically lab meat.
Yeah. Yum.
It is tofu lab meat.
I'm a big fan of eating Onomite or Kabutops or any of them because you have to go to a guy with a fossil. And they like, we brought it back and you're like, excellent.
They're like, why are you wearing a bib?
Are you going to eat it right here in the office?
Oh, yeah.
Aerodactyl?
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, that's another one you got to bring back.
Yeah, ethically, probably actually you can't eat any of these, but I would love to eat all of these.
So ethically, because we're bringing them back from the dead?
Well, yeah they're extinct.
And they're so rare. Well,
it's like eating a dinosaur.
Yeah, ethically, would you eat a T-Rex?
Yes.
I mean, there are some people I imagine...
Again, look, Jackson, would you ethically eat a toddler?
Probably not a toddler.
Child.
There's probably 18 would be my cutoff.
There you go, Zanet. Before you ask any further questions.
Well, also, am I stranded and do I have no other meat?
No.
Well, then, 18 would be my cutoff.
So if you had no other meat but plenty of salads, there's a toddler.
But if I'm stranded, then I'll eat anything. If it's me in a desert island, I gotta survive.
You got more of a chance than that toddler.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. There's the base. Before you ask him any more questions.
Okay. Okay.
Snorlax. Snorlax.
Yeah.
Basically burrow a guy. Inside him. Yum.
Do you have dreams of living the alive situation but survive, like thriving while everyone else suffered?
It's like, I can't eat a guy. I'm like, nope. I'm just sure. I'm sure I started with everyone else before anyone else got in on this.
I've already eaten two whole guys. You guys are cowards.
You've got to catch up.
Chop, chop. Don't eat for a haircut.
Guys, why are you hungry? Why are you starving and sick? There's so many fucking guys.
So Snorlax, is there sentience involved?
Oh, a question about Snorlax. You know how it's always asleep and you got to wake him up with a poker flute?
Yeah.
But would you wake him up with a poker flute before you killed him?
Great.
Or would you let him sleep and just take him out while
it's a slow roast? To take him out. Oh, no. Just light a fire on him. And
it turns out there's two ways to wake up a Snorlax.
Poker flute and flames.
Yeah. You could slow roast the shit out of that Snorlax.
That's so great because I think in the first game he's on like a bridge.
Yeah.
He's like, get out of the fucking way, mate.
That,
there was an option delicious. To... Charizard just blasted.
All right, Articuno, Zapdos, Moltres, so they seem
it's probably
powerful.
Ethically not okay to eat a legendary Pokemon.
There's only one of them.
Yeah.
That's like eating Jack. There's only one of
them.
Well,
I would. But it's not ethically okay.
Yeah, probably.
This episode's going to use as evidence when you inevitably get posted. Like, when a photo of you poaching is posted online, people are like, oh, Jackson wouldn't do that. And they point back to the other, like, oh, he would. Yeah,
yeah. Props to the people worse. In the comments of the photo of me with a dead lion being like, at least he ate it. that's what my defenders will say.
He ate it.
Look, he ate it.
Dragonite? He was starving. Dragonite seems intelligent.
I would eat Dratini and Dragonair.
You wouldn't eat a Dragonite.
Dragonite has human level intelligence. He's smarter than a person.
Well, why is he in my Pokeball, the idiot? Yeah.
Also, he's
worked, a good question.
He's worked out how to fly with wings that just are not big enough.
Yeah, that's true.
So Dratini and Dragonair, they're not as intelligent?
Dragonair is still very clever.
Okay, let's just eat Dratini then.
Yeah, we'll just eat Dratini. You crack it like a snake. All right. Smack it on a rock. Chop the head off. Slice it down the belly on the white. That's what they say. White is right. They're talking about the Dratini.
Take that out of context.
Blue's not for you. And then you eat the delicious pink meat inside. You have it raw like sushi.
Alright, so the Dragonite confronts you and it's like, why did you eat my babies?
I'm like, well, they was hungry. They're not clever like you. Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
No.
No.
It is too powerful. He'll just make my head go in.
And Mew.
Mew again, same.
And it's also capable of making your head just go in.
I feel Mewtwo might eat you, Jack.
Someone should.
No, as revenge for eating all his Pokemon brothers.
I would get it.
Yeah. I like you eat 149 Pokemon and Mewtwo's like, I gotta eat you.
And I'm like, so, I'm full.
It's only fair.
So I think all in all, we found a lot about you today, Jack, is that you'd eat anything. I would draw the line at psychic and like and some intelligence.
Not me.
Should we eat Pokemon? Probably not. Will Jackson eat all of the Pokemon? Yes.
Pokemon, it's what's for dinner.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And I've been Dave Warnicky. The whole time it was me.
Oh my God!
Reveal.
Twist.
What a plot twist.
So Dave, where can people find you?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I do two other podcasts of my very own on the Planet Broadcasting Network. One is called Do Go On, where myself and Jess and Matt, my lovely co-hosts, take it in turns to report on a topic from history. A few recent ones are just going through here. The life of Elton John.
Yeah.
The Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp.
Surprising, the two episodes are very similar.
The Malice at the Palace NBA controversy. The real-life Moby Dick and Lizzie Borden axe murderer, ? And then I have an even nerdier podcast, can you believe it? Called...
Just quickly, with Do Go On, Malice at the Palace is a great episode. I just finished listening to it. So if anyone wants to start with that, Josh Earle's also on it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah. So that was an absolutely crazy story. I had no idea about it.
I just want... This is almost a sneak... People need to hear this if they want the full Do Go On story. Josh didn't mention one thing about this, and you're going to leave this in because I've been meaning to tell you guys about
it.
The Malice at the Palace has one other name that Josh didn't mention, and it's the best name out of all of them.
Better than Malice at the Palace.
Yes. The Ron Artest Interactive Fan Experience.
That is fantastic. He got into the crowd and punched some people. He's an NBA player.
Wow.
That's legitimately what it's also called. Anyway.
Oh, that there's some crazy stuff happening in that episode. So, yeah. Awesome. And Douche has been on the show before, done a report on the life of Ryan Gosling.
Yes. That was fun. Ryan Gosling had a crazy early childhood.
Yeah, absolutely. And then my other show is called Book Cheat. Mm-hmm. I read classic books so you don't have to. And I tell two guests all about it. And basically you at home also get to hear about it. All three of the great people in this room have been on it before. So
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein was good fun. And Dusha has been on two Shakespeare episodes.
Yes. Shakespeare, turns out. It's fucked.
Okay.
But in a good way. Hamlet is way crazier than I remember.
Yeah, so you've done Hamlet and Othello, and I've done other ones like The Great Gatsby and The Picture of Dorian Gray. And
have you done Dracula yet?
Not, haven't done Dracula yet.
Get us on.
If you want to come back for Dracula.
We'll do the monsters. Please. Yeah.
I'll do Shakespeare. You guys do the monsters.
Yeah, you stick to Shakespeare.
I will. I'm really good at it now.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks so much. If you want to check those out, that'd be great.
Please do.
Thank you.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.